to West Virginia. When I actually see people going, I'm a West Virginia guy, a West Virginia boy. West Virginia is my pride and joy. West Virginia's good enough for me. And I said, belly, 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 belly. I'm a West Virginia guy with a twinkle in my eye. West Virginia's good enough for me. And I said, belly, 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 belly. Here about the new preacher. His name was Brother Douglas. Well, he come to town, and everybody turned out for his first sermon. And he got up there, and he kind of stammered and stumbled. He dropped his big old Bible off the pulpit. Wham! Everybody was looking down embarrassed for Brother Douglas as he kind of mangled his first sermon. Well, afterwards, he went up to the deacon. He said, how'd I do, deacon? Deacon said, well, Brother Douglas, you got to get over your nerves. You're just too nervous. Yo, why'd you do what I do? Before I got to make a reading from the liturgy and a thing, I just go in the back and take a couple hits off that communion wine. Kind of relaxes me a little bit. Then I can do it without stumbling. He said, good idea. I'll try it next Sunday. So next Sunday, he goes in there and he takes a couple of shots of that communion wine, and Brother Douglas is feeling good. He takes a couple more shots. Brother Douglas is feeling no pain. Brother Douglas is now three sheets to the wind as he drinks half that bottle. He climbs up there and he just tears ass through that sermon. I mean, fire and brimstone, pounding away. He nearly falls walking down the stairs, but after the church service, he goes to the deacon and says, deacon, how'd I do this time? He said, well, that was a lot more enthusiastic this time, but as you made three major mistakes. Number one, Goliath lost. David won. Number two, there's going to be a garage sale on Roof Street, not a roof sale on Garage Street. And number three, there's going to be a taffy pull at St. Peter's.